It's here and now. Dabi Touré is a critically acclaimed African singer-songwriter. He lives in France now, a long way from his native Mauritania. And Touré's story is the story of the African diaspora, of a peripatetic childhood that exposed him to a cosmopolitan mix of languages, cultures, and music, all of which made their way into his own songs, such as this one, called Uma, off Amanafi, Dabi Touré's latest album.
This song is talking about the story of a woman who was living on the street, down the street in Paris. We started to talk about her life and her problems, and then I realized how it was completely absurd that we always pass in front of these people who lost everything and who even doesn't have, or homeless. It became normal to us, you know. I mean, the first feeling that I have before the refugees coming in Europe, you see. And now we are on the front of that situation that the whole Syria people, many people from Africa, West Africa, North of Africa, they all come to Europe because they think they can have better life and better future, which is normal for a human being, you know. But it became really, really hard to see how people are reacting.
You have a very, you know, sort of powerful perspective on this, being an African living in Europe.
Yeah. When my parents get separated, I was 2 years old. So then my father started to send me over in Senegal on his mother to south of Mauritania in Mali. And each time I was confronted on a different situation, different environment and different communities and different languages also. So I had to learn too quickly and too early. I had to learn to survive.
Well, so can you tell me, I mean, in that childhood of moving around a lot, Senegal, Mali, Kenya, Mauritania, how is it that you fell in love with music and decided to make that your passion, your career?
It is not easy for a child, 3 years old, to live like that without his parents, alone, etc., etc. That was really, really, really difficult situation. Then music appears like a refuge, somewhere that I can hide, somewhere that where I can feel alone and fine and good, and somewhere that I can have that kind of love, you know, and music saved me on that way. Touré Koundé was the first band who showed me that music can be more than what we can expect, like traditional music, and it can be something really, really bigger. And Police also, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, I mean, many people like Bob Marley, they helps me to open my mind to the others, and like, I mean, on music, yeah.
Well, so hold on to that thought, because I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the Police and Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder in just a minute. But so you have your guitar there.
Yes.
In the studio with you. I would love it if you could play a little something, the title track from the album, if you could play Amanafi.
Yes, of course I can play Amanafi. Amanafi. Amona filu fi xewon yu jamono jojule amona filu fi amon nit ki fekkale ci sa bi rew sa digi teranga sa digi nawli ci sando dandi samedi samedi sam suñu wado ni ci jengu wom bere nay ni ci bañon sañon til nañu re nit ki jël la war la natal la tak la futi la limetina nit ki jël la war la natal la tak la futi la limetina mané nit ki jël le war le natal le tak le futi le li metina nit ki jël le la masala la vana somana la 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 la
wonu jamunu jojule amuna filu fiya man nit ki fekkal ci sabire sa digi teranga takal len sinin jabo takal wagn mudon sa bumum jam amuna fi
That's Dabi Touré performing Amon Afi. It's the title track off his new album. It's both beautiful, the sound, but kind of, I hear a mournfulness to it. What are you singing about there?
So I'm singing about the story of human beings. Because when I'm talking about human being, I'm talking about the origin, where human beings come from. They all come from Africa.
Yeah, we're all African.
We all are Africans. We all left one day and started to work. And then some of us became white, the others yellow, the others, you know, different colors, because that's life. But we all are the same family. But that family is really tough because they never stop making themselves, suffering themselves, you know. And I'm talking about that story. I'm talking about African people. I'm trying to find out where the problem still. And the problem is psychological problem. It's a suffering problem. It is about a trauma.
That you believe Africans have within themselves today.
Yeah, I think we have. I put myself on it because that violence that people put to us so long time, still on us. And we can't manage anything else without being violent or without being, you know, completely undisciplined or without being, you know. We can talk about revolution all the time. We can talk about the responsibility of white people all the time. We have a huge responsibility. And I think it's time for us to see that reality and do the work we should do for us.
Well, let's talk a little bit more. Let's talk a little bit more about the influences in your music, because they are range far and wide. Everything from Michael Jackson to Stevie Wonder to The Police. So I want to actually play a little bit of one of the songs from The Police.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
A real classic. This is Message in a
oh,
Bottle.
Oh, that's great.
I hope that someone gets mine. You still love it. I can hear you singing
and
along.
You know, and you know what? You just put this song without knowing that that was the first song I've heard from Police.
Really?
Yes. I discovered a Message on the Photo with headphones. And can you imagine what happened at that moment?
It blew your mind, I guess.
So when you put this song, when you put it like right now, I was like, wow.
So you know what's amazing about this is that, of course, bands like The Police point to influences from all over the world in terms of how they made their sound.
Exactly.
But now, you know, you're telling me that they, you know, like groups like The Police in turn had an influence on you.
They had a big influence on African people, which is not the case of many of bands, rock bands or, you know. Police was the only one I know.
Well, let's hear how maybe some of that influence rubbed off, even if it's unconsciously, in your music. So this is a track from Amon Afi. It's called If You. Dabi Touré, I mean, I love that track because it gives us a really strong flavor of sort of how cosmopolitan your music is. But as we wrap up here, I guess my final question for you is, you know, we were talking about Africa and music and musical tradition and different influences and the stories that Africans tell themselves. But what is it that you want your music to tell fans and listeners outside of Africa about your home continent?
I want them to be more curious. I like when people are touched by a story and when they can, like, listen to something but then feel I saw some people crying. Some other was really happy, like, and that's, I think that's the point.
Well, Dabi Touré is a Mauritanian singer-songwriter. His new album is Amonafi. Dabi, it's been so wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And since you do have your guitar there, can you play us out on another song? What would you like to play?
Yeah, I can play Kiba.
You're listening to Here and Now. Kiba!